Hey everybody, today I watched The Danish Girl, directed by Tom Hooper, and starring Eddie Redmayne and Alicia Vikander. It's a pretty good movie. Not the sort of film I'd usually see. I'm pretty sure I've talked about it recently. This is Oscar season, so there's all kinds of biopics out there. And, this is also one of those. It's an interesting story. All the actors did a pretty good job, I thought. Nothing really fancy about it, as far as, like, there weren't really any, like, super memorable camera moves or anything like that. This is pretty straightforward from that perspective. But yeah, it's, I was a bad audience member. I was the only one in the theater, so I saw it 9:30 on a Wednesday. I started reading, so I had my phone out, and I was, like, reading about the book it was based on, and that book is actually a fictionalized version of the real Lily Elba. And so it's not... it takes a lot of liberties. The book itself, I guess, took a lot of liberties on its own, being a fictionalized story. And I guess it sounds like the film stayed pretty close to the book. But, anyway, I think, like, the message behind the film, is to be pretty inspirational for anybody going through something similar. And, even if you're not, going through, that type of thing, I kind of see it as, like, just be true to yourself, and there's nothing really wrong with pursuing something you believe, to be right for yourself. Something like that, I guess. So I don't want to really get into all that beyond what I just said. There's so much about the transgender community that could definitely be talked about, but I am not well-versed at all, so I don't want to sound dumb or anything. I probably already do. But anyway, I think it's worth checking out. Let's talk about... I want to talk about the actual actors, some of the actual actors in the film. I'm still kind of upset that, Michael Keaton didn't win the Oscar last year. So... I'm a little bit anti Eddie Redmayne just because of that. I mean, he does a fine job, but I won't get into that any further. But let's talk about Alicia Vikander, who is in an incredible number of movies. Well, at least three movies this year, or in 2015, and they're all pretty solid. You got Ex Machina, which is probably the best indie sci-fi film since Moon. Yeah, I'm confident with that label for it. And also The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which I loved. I love that movie. I think it's, like, number 16 on my list of the year for movies of the year that I saw last year in the theater. And then of course, she's in this one, playing Gerda. Eddie Redmayne's character's wife. I forget his given name. Shoot. Anyway. Also, Ben Whishaw, who, as it turns out, is in... This guy is not going to stop, is he? You should stop. Okay, good. He's zipping up to that stoplight like it wasn't red for him. Did I say his name already? Ben Whishaw. He's in like five or six films in 2015, including something I've just barely heard about, but I think I definitely need to check out now, a film called The Lobster. I know absolutely nothing about it. But I did read what type of movie it is, and it's surreal comedy? Absurdist comedy? Something like that? And so I'm sold. I'm sold on that. I will definitely check that out. I need to find that somehow. But yeah, he's in that. He's in this. He's in In the Heart of the Sea. And, of course, Spectre. And then, like, two or three other movies. Crazy. I mean, he's not the lead in most of these, but that's still great. I'd like to see him. I mean, he may have been in a lead in a starring role, but I'd enjoy seeing. Let's get a Q spinoff film. I would love that. I would enjoy the heck out of that. My keys are clacketing, clickety clacketing, so I'm gonna get out of here. Thanks for tuning in. Check out The Danish Girl if you would like to see a very well-made drama biopic that's not necessarily following reality. But even so, it doesn't seem like a whole lot is known about reality. For Lily Elba. So, it's probably, they probably have a lot more to go off of this from this fictionalized book. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, there are known facts that they did not do, but I feel like if it did, it was pretty complicated towards the end as it was, to have it go into the detail of having the four different surgeries and, like months later, I thought for the film, it worked fine. I think it would just gotten pretty convoluted to try to follow what actually happens. Especially since things seem to kind of have come to a resolution by that point. Possibly. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, check it out. The Danish Girl. I'm pretty sure it's been nominated for a bunch of stuff. Tom Hooper directed The King's Speech, which is a very fine... I like that film more. But they're both very well made. Check out The King's Speech if you haven't haven't seen it. I guess he directed Les Miserables also, the latest one, but I have yet to see that. If I ever will see that, I don't know. Okay, let me know what you thought about this film and what else I should be checking out soon by tweeting me at jkyer. Tomorrow, I'm planning on seeing The Revenant, and I am so, so, so excited. And then the day after that, hopefully I'll see The Forest and something else in the evening. Can't remember. I wrote it down. Anyway, check out todayiwatched.com for more reviews, and I'll catch you next time.